Andy Moon with Andy Orford. Andy, just how good a performance was that from your side?
I thought it was determined was the word I would use to describe it. Andy, I thought we were well worthy being level at the break. I think we had the better of the chances. You know, the keepers made a couple of good saves for them. Barchi maybe could have done better with the chance first half that came across the box. But he was a major threat, wasn't he, for us first half. And he hadn't played for a while. It was good to see him back out there being a threat. And I thought the first half performance was very good, very controlled. And we dominate. We're unfortunate to be behind first attack really for them in 18 minutes, and they score. So I was a bit disappointed with that, but we've come back into the game, and then second half we've had to defend for long periods, and we did very well with it. You know, a couple of good saves from Paul Jones as well, which was good from him. But as a unit, that was dogged and determined for me, and I was delighted with that, to see that effort going in there.
And how pleasing to bounce back from what you saw on Boxing Day.
To be honest, and the reactions from poor performances has generally been quite good this year. I remember the performance after Bury was good, and performance after Plymouth was good, and yeah, I know we'll always bounce back. I'm sort of comfortable with that, confident in that. Sorry, but it's now finding that same level at Newport. That's what we've got to be. We've got to be consistent with it, and that's what we'll be striving to do. And we've got to have that level of mentality and physical work to be able to take that into Newport, because it's going to be another very, very hard game at Newport, as today was.
Neither Johnny Ertel nor Andy Bartram started a league game for some time. How do you appraise each of their performances?
Delighted for both of them. You know, they've trained very hard in the times that they haven't been given game time recently. They've played in the reserves and played well and worked really hard. And yeah, I'm pleased for the pair of them that they've come out there today, and both of them are putting very, very good performances. So as did the team. I don't think we had a bad player out there today. So I was delighted with everybody.
It's even more pleasing because you start the game well, go behind, heads could have dropped, but the performance level didn't drop.
To be honest, Andy, we've been behind, so I can't wait for us to score first, which I'm hoping happens obviously next game. But we have this habit at the moment, this is the real disappointing thing from today, the negative, if you like. There's loads of positives to take, obviously. But if I can just touch on it for a minute, we've been behind an awful lot, but I look at Wickham at home, we get a point. I look at Stevenage at home, we get 3 points. I look at Mansfield at home, we get a point. I look away at Cheltenham, we get a point. I look away today, we get a point. They have shown some character, the lads, to Accrington. You know, you're behind, you should go on and win that game, if I'm honest. We didn't. We got caught on the sucker, but we have got a good strength of character in the club, and it's in the team and in the unit. And they've shown that a number of times. It's more the consistency that I'm striving for. I know they've got character. They've shown that in abundance this year. And you're going to have the odd game where it doesn't go your way. Of course you are. But if we work like that and show that dogged determination, and I think we had a bit of steel in us today. And I was delighted with that overall.
Given the way Andy Bartram and Johnny Ertel, the likes of them, play, does that give you food for thought at all with your January transfer window plans?
Yeah, there's always food for thought, obviously. I wouldn't judge anyone on one game. We don't, you know, we don't buy a player or loan a player or take a player on judging him on one game, and you shouldn't do the same with those guys today. You know, that's one game that they've done well in, and we need to have that level of performance from everybody in every game. In, you know, some days it doesn't go for you, I appreciate that, but if for me the level of performance is, I think John said it actually leading up to the game, if your level of performance is there, your results take care of themselves. And our levels have been up and down. We've got to get that consistency back in.
Six lone players at the minute. Have you made a decision on any that will definitely go back?
Matt Fisher and Alex Winter will go back. Yeah, that's been decided, and I've told both of them. And there's obviously the other four to speak to, which I'll do after in the next few days.
And that'll consider. And do you want to get your business done early in the transfer window, or is it inevitable that things can drag on?
Probably go out the last wire again, won't it? You know, I would like to bring a little bit of fresh faces in, but like I've said, we've certainly got some to go the other way first. Obviously, we thank Matt and we thank Gillingham for coming and giving us him, and I thank Alex Winter who came and did very well for us at the start of the season, and you know, I'm going to go back to Crystal Palace and maybe we'll go on loan somewhere else, and I wish them both every success because they've been good lads. But I've decided that I've made my decision on those two, and there's some decisions to make on others as well, and we'll take our time with it and make sure we get it right.